This past year, WUSF News has been listening to you regarding the cost of health care. Not the cost of insurance, but the actual price of the care itself. Health News Florida's Price Check is a database of all these charges. Tom Hudson reports that by the end of the year, the state of Florida is supposed to launch a separate health care price transparency effort.
The nonprofit Healthcare Cost Institute signed a contract with the state of Florida to build the state's own database. It will use medical claims from millions of insured Floridians to calculate an average cost of about 300 of the most popular procedures and services. It already has a national website with health costs. Florida will be its first state-specific effort. David Newman is the director of Healthcare Cost Institute.
There's basically three audiences that you think of in terms of transparency. Those people with insurance, and they generally have access to an insurer-sponsored website where they get more specific information that is designed around their benefit and their insurance coverage, so it knows who they are, knows the nature of the insurance that they have, it knows where they are in their deductible. You have another population out there who are uninsured, who are paying first dollar on their own, who or are on a high deductible health plan and may or may not have any information with respect to prices depending on who their carrier is. The third audience is basically, as I view it, and an important one, is sophisticated buyers in the market being able to better negotiate with respect to prices in their community because they are repeat purchasers of this service on behalf of employees and others.
That last group includes how most Floridians get their health insurance through an employer. Half of adults in Florida get health insurance through a job. It could be your job or a spouse's job. David Newman of Healthcare Cost Institute, the company that will build the website for the state of Florida, went to high school in Miami Beach after his family moved here from New York in the 1960s. He's familiar with the big buyers of health insurance and health services in South Florida, and it's not big companies. Our economy is dominated by small and medium-sized businesses. The big buyers of health insurance and health services for their employees are government bodies like county governments and public school districts.
If you can get local governments, unions, you know, to the extent that an employer is paying health benefits, groups get together and put downward pressure on prices, and those prices end up on a public website, everyone in the locality benefits regardless of whether they're a shopper or not. That's the benefit of price transparency.
The difference between patients shopping for healthcare and employers is the ability to shop and size. For consumers, not all health procedures are shoppable. Think about being hurt in a car crash or any other medical emergency. You're not going to ask about prices. Or maybe you don't even know what's wrong with you. How can you shop if you don't have a diagnosis?
Price transparency, from the consumer perspective, is only relevant when consumers have time to shop, they understand what's wrong with them, and there's variation in price in their community. From an economist's perspective, what price transparency is likely to do is not to drive necessarily just consumer action. And there will be activated consumers out there that wake up every Saturday morning and want to compare how prices have changed in their community. The real impact of price transparency at the end of the day is for sophisticated buyers, the community, the local governments and others to be asking questions about the prices in their community across providers and suppliers in that community.
Tom Hudson reporting. You can check our Health News Florida database and contribute to it at WUSFnews.org/pricecheck.